This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevins with us. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, back in the 1970s, I completed my undergraduate work. I received a bachelor in science and went on for my master's. And during the master's administration classes, I was handed a card to indicate race. They wanted to know things like, and it never really said, what are you? It just said race. And you were to pick one of the categories. And they were black or African American, American Indian and Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander. And then the last category was other. If you notice, I never said the word white, because white was not a choice. So how did I respond? Well, I have to give you a little bit of background. My father was a teacher. He was the first teacher in our family, and I wanted to be a teacher as well, and I applied to the university that he graduated from. And my grades were okay, but I couldn't get in. Because those were the years that we were, the government corporation wanted to make sure that you didn't really have to have qualifications to get into the university. You just had to be a specific race. And how do I know? I know because whites were having a real tough time getting into the university at that time, all universities. And I was pumping gas one summer, the summer before college, and this black guy came in, and I was pumping his gas in his car, and I saw the sticker on the back window for the university that I had applied to be admitted to. And I said, wow, you're going there. And he said, yeah. I said, how'd you do on the exam? He said, what exam? He got in. No matter what, I couldn't get in. Even with letters of reference from the chair of the department, one of the departments who knew me as a child, who taught at that university, a chair of a department at that university, even with a letter of recommendation, I could not get in because they were evening up the score. Okay? So if you were black, no problem. You're in. So how did I fill out those cards? I always selected black. Now you can say it's racist. I don't care what people think. But I selected black to give a white person just another chance in case they were adding up how many blacks do we have in this class. Now, it's not like what I was doing, applying to the bar, stating I was black. This is a survey. This did not indicate me. This was a survey. And it was an outrage. It was an outrage what was happening. So to get into the university, if you were black, you got preferential treatment. It didn't matter what your test scores were. You didn't even have to take a test. And that didn't set well with me. Now, I don't want you to think I'm a racist, because I'm not. I have many black friends, and I really love them. But I expect them to work as hard as I work for whatever they get. And I hope they get a lot. And I hope they appreciate their hard work. Because One of the things that I have figured out recently is that when you approach a project, whatever that project is, let's put me in this equation, for example. Let's say I'm going to work on the farm, and let's say it's something that's tough, and it's hard, and it's uphill, and it's painful. And I approach it, and I say, I'm going to do this because I need to do it, I want to do it, and I'm going to do it. Even though I may not have all the answers, I'm going to figure out how to do it. When I'm all done, I can pat myself on the back and say, you did it. Good job. It worked. And there's satisfaction in that. There's satisfaction in doing a job well. There's satisfaction in a job well done. But today, where's the satisfaction of these millennials? Not all of them. Some of them. Maybe too many of them. What satisfaction do they get? And from what? Did they change their oil for the first time and say, wow, I'm really proud of myself. I was able to do that. I don't think so. I don't think they want to do that. I think it's too hard. I think it takes too much thought. I think it's too dirty. Why do it? Heck, you don't have to change your oil anyway. So where do they get their satisfaction from? They post silly things on Zuckerberg's spy site. And they say, look at me, 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 look at my Duvok. And then they say, do you like me? I hope you like me. Because I'll go into a tailspin if you don't like me. So they're looking in strange places for satisfaction. Vicarious satisfaction. If you like me, I'm satisfied. If you like me looking at my dog, I'm satisfied. Really? This is absolutely nuts. This is the prescription for the demise of our country. Unity. You talked about unity and disunity. I got to tell you, Lass, that the family farm is a unit, just like our family farm is a unit. We all pull in the same way. We all try to make sure that nobody's pulling the wrong way. We're all working together. We have meetings. We eat together. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We figure out who's going to do what. What needs to be done, when it needs to be done, where the money's going to be allocated. We are a unit. We can't afford to have somebody go off haywire. We can't afford to have somebody say, all right, I guess you're making me change the oil in the tractor, all right. And then take out the drain plug and not put oil in it. And blow up the tractor. We can't afford that to happen. We all have to be on the same page. Not only our family, but our country. Let's go to the next thing that you mentioned, Rich Heben. And you talked about athletes and you talked about drug enhancement. What we're talking about is performance-enhancing drugs in sports. It's cheating. It's lying. It's deception. Why? Because those people who are using those drugs are not good enough to win on their own merits. Okay. Emerson Fittipaldi, Mario Andretti, race car drivers. They were athletes. If you think that you can get behind the wheel of a race car and not be physically fit, you're mistaken. It's grueling. It is just brutal running those races. All right, so where are we today? So today, many athletes cheat because they're not good enough to win on their own merits. On Friday, there was a race, Daytona 500, and there were 40 cars in the lineup. 40 cars going round and round and round at 200 miles an hour. And one guy, Paul Menard, isn't good enough to win. So what does he do? He takes his race car and he rams into the back of the guy in front of him. It's getting near the end of the race, and he figures, well, he'll just push this guy out of the way. At 200 miles an hour, these guys are all bunched up. The cars are quite equivalent to each other. We're talking about less than 1% delta in performance and every other measure from one car to another. 1%. So it really depends on how good the drivers are. So what does Paul Menard do? He rams into the guy in front of him and causes him to spin out of control. That caused, now these cars are bunched up. 200 miles an hour side by side, bumper to bumper. Well, almost bumper to bumper. Paul Menard rams the guy in front in a very precise location. Typically, it's the right rear corner. And if you bump the guy right there, you'll cause him to spin out. And there's no recovering from that spin out. What happened was 18 cars were involved in a fiery crash. 18 out of 40. Paul Menard's greed took out half the cars, destroyed them. I'm not talking about a couple dents. I'm talking about these cars were up in the air, spinning around, crashing into each other, front, back, side, left, right. Every way you can imagine. And what's it called in the industry? It's called bump and run. That's a hit and run. It's a hit and run. So you slam into the guy in front of you, push him out of control, and then you pass him. That's hit and run. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable on the highways, the byways, or the racetrack. He got caught. So what does this jerk say? My bad. Quote, my bad. What kind of a stupid saying is my bad? That guy is guilty of causing an 18-car crash. Destroyed millions of dollars worth of property. Millions. And just like when my son said, hey, Dad, this guy crashed into the back of me. My son was at a stoplight behind another guy. Guy in front of him stopped. My son stopped in his big Dodge truck. And some jerk crashed into the back of him. I said, are you okay? He said, yeah. I said, is the other guy okay? He said, yeah. I said, did you beat him up? I expected him to say, yeah, I knocked him out. But he didn't. We have lost it. I'll be right back with Rich Sheeber. I've got a little bit more of this rant.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, you started all this, and here's the rest of this rant. So, Paul Menard gets behind the wheel of this race car and destroys through his deliberate actions, destroys 18 race cars in a matter of seconds because he wanted to win. So, Menard, where have I heard that word? Menards. Well, Menards is a store. The guy who started Menards is the father of Paul Menard, the guy who caused these crashes. And if you look on the race car of Paul Menard, it says Menards. So Menards is a sponsor of Paul Menard's race car. Paul Menard is a millennial. Me first. I want to win. Whatever it takes. My bad. Sorry. Didn't even say sorry. My bad, causing that massive, massive crash on the track. So what have I done? I've crossed Menards off my list. Why? I'm not going there. I've got to be desperate to go to Menards. I've got to be in a situation where our plumbing has failed, and whatever it is I need, I don't have it, which would be unlikely, but to go to Menards. So I've crossed Menards off my list. Now, Menards, like father, like son. Why am I saying that? Well, Menards will give you 11% off. They don't give you 11% off. They say they do. It's a lie. They say 11% off. No, it's really 11% credit on your next purchase. So what you do is you go there, then you fill out a form, then they send you a postcard-looking thing that is likely to be thrown out because it looks like junk mail, but that is your 11% credit on your next purchase. So Menards figures, these are my words, that you are going to be greedy, as they are, and you are going to want that 11% off, but they get you on the hook by not giving you 11% off right then and there. They give you a credit 6 weeks later. So to use your credit, you've got to go back to Menards. It worked once on me, once, because I bought an $1,100 hot water heater. They're the only guys that had it. So who are their sponsors? Well, Ford, Goodyear. Goodyear tires, they're good for a year. That's the saying in the industry. Goodyear, they're good for a year, not much more. Motorcraft, Quick Lube, 3M, Valvoline, Mahle, and Moog. I can't believe it. Moog, M-O-O-G, they are great parts. I like using Moog parts. And I'm going to call them up after the broadcast and say, I can't believe you're sponsoring this me first millennial, Paul Menard, the guy who caused the massive wreck at the Daytona 500. I hope you consider pulling your sponsorship of that guy because he's a me firster. But Sheevan, I think I'm done with the rant.
All right. Well, I'm going to put an exclamation point on my rant that I did earlier. You know, folks, when people talk about most of the mainstream media uses politically correct buzzwords and terms like diversity, it shouldn't be about skin pigmentation, shades, gender, sexual orientation, religion. It should be about ideas and solutions for the people that are intellectual in nature, that are thinking outside the box in nature. Because when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for decade after decade after decade after decade, which we have, especially for getting a job, we insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people who are jumping on the ship of the narrative, which is basically the mainstream media's job is to race bait, gender bait, sex bait, religion bait, to manufacture perception and pity and even ideology because they're so desperate to hold on to the narrative. If we all read up, researched up, and spoke up, we would hold the narrative. Because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting a job, you degrade those people. You disrespect those people. We have turned into the law of diminishing returns because we have rewarded mediocrity for decades. We're destroying America from within, and we're destroying opportunity for all of us because of all this political correct crap. Vince?
We'll be right back. Class, speak up, speak out.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still out touting his book, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe now says he informed congressional leaders about his opening investigations into President Trump. He says in his latest interview why he called for the meeting.
That we had information that led us to believe that there might be a threat to national security. In this case, that the president himself might, in fact, be a threat to the United States' national security.
McCabe spoke there on NBC's Today Show. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announcing in a video he's running for the White House again.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
The now 77-year-old Sanders failed to get the Democratic nomination in 2016, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we had a former president of the United States. His name is Joe Biden, also known as Joe the Plagiarist, also known as Jumpin' Joe Biden. Why? Because it seemed that he would favor whichever side would bribe him the most. So Joe Biden's in Europe, and he says that America today is an embarrassment. Here's the excerpt from his remarks. Quote, "The America I see values basic human decency, not snatching children from their parents or turning our back on refugees at our border." Americans know that's not right. The American people understand plainly that this makes us an embarrassment. The American people know overwhelmingly that it is not right. That is not who we are, end quote. That's from Jumpin' Joe Biden. So here's something else that Jumpin' Joe Biden said. If you want to keep someone away from your house, just fire the shotgun through the door. Okay. Jumpin' Joe Biden. So, police be on notice that Jumpin' Joe Biden gave you permission to fire your shotgun through your front door when the police come and knock. Keep that in mind. Just doing what I was told. You can tell the survivors, I'm just doing what I was told. Because Jumpin' Joe Biden said, quote, if you want to keep someone away from your house, just fire the shotgun through the door, end quote. Joe Biden is an embarrassment, class. Now, you may think that I am ranting about millennials, but it's our fault. It's our fault because we allowed the school systems to disintegrate into a babysitting activity. We've allowed the school systems to teach things like Black History Month. Now, I don't have any problem with talking about the blacks' involvement in history, the true history. I have no problem with that. And as a matter of fact, I support and endorse it. But I don't think that we should have a Black History Month, an American Native History Month, or any other kind of special history month for a group of people. We should be teaching history, and in that history, everybody that participated of significance should be in that history curriculum. Not singling out, not dividing. Were people evil by keeping slaves? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's wrong. I can't stand where we're going. I can't stand the disintegration of the United States by a bunch of people who want to take us down. Joe Biden seems to be one of them. Bernie Sanders seems to be one of them. Barack Hussein Obama, you know, also known as Barry Satoru, is one of them. Hillary Clinton is one of them. Bill Clinton is one of them. Treason should be punished. I don't understand.
May I comment?
Please do.
Okay, first of all, what he's trying to do, Biden, is shame. That's just one of the strategies of conformity. And we have to remember that, and this is a subset of what I talked about earlier today, race, gender, and sexual orientation is a business of division for the left. Race, gender, sexual orientation is a business of division for the left. Now, as far as voting is concerned, you know, in illegal immigrations, since 2001, we've had at least, and this is conservative, 20,000 Americans killed by illegals. In the last couple of years, over 4,000 and like 30,000 sexual assaults and rapes. So when all these angel moms who go to see Schumer and Pelosi, and they basically get kicked out of the office and aren't even heard, but illegal immigrants who are protected in sanctuary cities have more rights than American people who their children have been murdered and raped. This is why, folks, we need to also lobby for voter fraud. It should be declared a national emergency. Let me repeat that. Voter fraud needs to be declared a national emergency. Same with election reform. What we need to do is end this two-party theater and bring in multiple parties. We need to at least look into this because everything is a sham. Everything is run by actors who were paid for, bought and paid for. So what do we need to do? We need to speak up. We need to read up and research up, because the whole system, from the economy to political correctness to politics in general to anything of social consequence, is absolutely fake and phony. It's gotten to the point, like I mentioned earlier, we have way well past the law of diminishing returns. Nobody's benefiting. And that is by design. The only people who are benefiting, look at the math, are the people at the very top. That's why I mentioned some of these professors, like the University of Illinois professor, that woman who said that objective facts for math is racist. I mean, it's a microaggression. She's saying it's white privilege that we have to use. To understand anything, we must use subjective emotional opinion and not objectivity. I mean, we're full speed ahead into stupid. This is why the people need to stand up and speak up. And let's not forget, I know I mention this often, but remember those 17-year-old combat soldiers who died on the beaches of France and other places, who lied about their age so they can come into this armed services, especially during World War II, who died on the beaches for our freedoms and liberties, for our Bill of Rights and Constitution. We've lost over 1 million combat soldiers in America who wear American flags on their shoulders. Are we just going to forget about them? We need to speak up, folks, and we need to speak up hard. And we need to have unity, not with subjective emotional opinion, but with objective facts. Because the only people who are benefiting from all this theater, all this political correctness, is the elite. Because they are hiding stuff. They have to. I mean, look at this. The Democrats are desperate. That's why they're afraid of the declassification. Because they've got caught doing a presidential coup. There's no Russian collusion. This is why they got to increase the hate, the lies, the propaganda, the false flag. That's why you hear words like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe over and over again, which has no meaning anymore. You're a conspiracy theorist, anti-this, phobia that, ism and is. It's to distract. It's to divide. It's for voter recruitment. It's obstruction. There's no collusion by Russian collusion by Trump. The mainstream media should put the same amount of time and intensity into covering this, but they're not. They want to double down on it. McCabe even admitted publicly to the coup d'etat. Schiff had correspondence with the fake dossier creator. Everybody, every animal in the forest who's got an IQ higher than a chipmunk knows that the Democrat National Committee and Hillary Clinton paid for the fake Russian dossier. The fraud with the FISA warrants. The fraud with the judges. There's got to be at least 100 people directly involved into this coup. Everybody knows about it. Everybody's reading it. It's everywhere. This is why they got to promote hate and division. They got to keep us off our game. They got to keep our eye off the ball. It's all to protect them. You are being used, America. If you are a hyphenated American by gender, by skin pigmentation, shade, by sexual orientation, or anything, you're being used. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. So either stand up for America and for President Trump, who's working around a bunch of traitors who are fighting for their lives, because they scam the American people illegally. So we either stick up for President Trump, stick up for America, or every ounce of freedom and liberty will be gone, and the middle class will be a term used in history. Vince?
Well, you mentioned animals in the forest. And I've got I've got to ask, why do people pick on apes, saying Michelle looks like one? Two teenagers in...
I don't know how we went there, Vince, but all right, it's your show. Okey-dokey.
Well, you said animals in the forest, and I know that this gal...
Okay, all right. When I say animals in the forest, I mean in the northern Rockies here.
Well, I was thinking about this woman who said that Michelle looks like an ape, and I'm thinking, why are we picking on the apes? So... Two teenagers in New York, one was 13 and one was 15, have been expelled from school after their mother refused to have them vaccinated because of her evangelical religious beliefs. So the two girls were suspended November 30th after their request for religious exemption to the school's vaccination policy was denied. By the way, class, so our son wanted to try... the public training camp because he had never been to school and he wanted to try to see what high school was like. He'd never been to school before, homeschooled. And the school said he has to be vaccinated, and we tried every way to get around it and we couldn't. So finally I said, it's against our religion. They pulled up the form, said sign here, and we were done. They don't want to tell you that there was a religious exemption. And they didn't ask, were we the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or Catholic, or Protestant, or Dutch Reformed, or Jew.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, a lady asked her, said to Winston Churchill that he's a drunk. And Winston Churchill said, "My dear, you are ugly. But tomorrow I shall be sober and you will still be ugly." Very good, very good point. And, you know, my wife said that people can't help the way they look. That's true. That's really true. But you know what? It seems to me that the people who are causing our problems are ugly in thought, word, deed, and physical appearance. They're ugly every way I can think of. So these two New York teenagers were expelled from school because of not accepting biological and chemical injections into their bodies by, the school says you will be injected. And if you don't want that, you can use a religious exemption, except that this particular school in New York, the Orchard Park School District, says that now we're not going to let those two girls in school because they haven't been vaccinated. It's against the law to do that. But that's what the school did. They violated the law. And I was not going to let our children be vaccinated. And so we just used the religious exemption. And you can do that too. But your school is not going to willingly let you know that. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Rich Eben and me.
How you doing? I hope I'm not backtracking much. But you were talking about voter fraud. When me and my wife went to vote this last time, there was people there showing up there, calling other people, telling them they're not checking IDs. And they were going up there to get to vote. They didn't even know how to spell the name they're going by. They would pull up a name on their phone and say, "Here, you can spell it this way." And they were right behind us doing it.
There's over a million people that are supposedly voting under dead names, going across state borders, you know, voting multiple times, you know, just using their ID that a certain state gives them, and they're illegal aliens, not even citizens voting. This is why we need to ask President Trump to use our technology with E-Verify and so many technological tools, maybe voting over video, maybe confirming it with some type of password. You can go online to verify your votes. Everything needs to be checked and double-checked. And we have the technology to do it, to verify citizen voting. If we did that, I think we'd have more legitimacy in our our voting system, because I think voting, it's almost done. There's so many people who don't want to vote because of the illegitimacy. But if we had better verification and proof of citizen voting, then I think more people would even vote, because there would be more credibility behind it.
Maybe you got a comment on that?
Yeah, it's just, I just couldn't believe it. They even printed out extra forms for us when we went, and my wife said, no, I want mine. I want to tear it up. She said, no, we'll keep it back here. We'll get rid of it later. And she said, no. You know, I was shocked. They didn't care.
Nope.
But
they
will
lower the bars. Go ahead.
I have one other quick comment. You talked about Obama's. Now, they always told people that they lived in a bad area. That's the area they hid me at when I was a kid. That is the upper class, well-to-do, elite area. Those people live in homes the size of apartment buildings. You know. So,
are you saying that Obama lied about his residence in Chicago, that area?
Yes, that's the area they hid me at, and I met some of them people. I would go to visit them people. They have homes the size of apartment buildings.
So would you say that our politicians lie, cheat, steal, obfuscate, try to confuse us in every way, misrepresent the truth?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. His wife got a huge increase in pay where they had me at right when he became senator.
Yeah. David, thanks so much. I thought you were going to say she got a huge new belt. Yep. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for being with us. Off-Grid Montana.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.